Well, the Swannies, we know how well they're going, and they have upset the top of the table team, the Port, on the last round. So they're taking on Richmond in the next round. And a man who's everywhere on the field, he's Mr. Versatile, Sam Reid, joins us. G'day, Sam.
Hey, mate. How are you going?
Good, mate. It's been a good recovery after a sluggish start. We've been saying that for a while, but last weekend was a fantastic win.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think the last 7 or 8 weeks has been in some really good form after, like you said, a bit of a slow start. So it's nice to string some wins together and get some against top four sides as well.
Have you seen many better individual efforts than the 5 goals, Sam, from Lance Franklin?
I've seen it before, but unfortunately he wasn't on our side. So, I mean, I guess we're getting a taste of what Hawthorne supporters and his teammates have experienced over the last 2 years. But no, it's certainly nice having it on your own side.
You got a better view this time, mate.
Yeah, that's right.
What about this role that you're playing, Sam? I know it's only, the second year you've been at the Swans, and there was a thigh injury last year, but you seem to be Mr. Versatile.
Yeah, it's a bit of a change-up. I mean, my first year has obviously been a bit of a deeper forward, so it's a bit of a change-up playing further up the ground and even going into the ruck at times. So still something I'm getting my head around and getting used to, but I'm enjoying it, and I think it's going to help myself and hopefully help the team as well, having that versatile player that can play a range of different positions.
I've got to ask you, Sam, 8 wins in a row now for the Sydney Swans, taking on Richmond, who have been woeful so far this year. They're in 15th position on the competition table. Is any air of complacency around the camp this week after what was a big grand final effort last week against Port Adelaide?
Not at all. I mean, I think that's what we've been trying to focus on this entire, this winning streak that we're on at the moment. We're trying not to, I know it sounds very cliche, but we're not going into any game any differently. We're trying to go into each game with the same focus. We know what wins us games, and that's our intense pressure we can put on the opposition when we're playing really well. So that'll be no different this week. And, our record against Richmond down the MCG in recent years hasn't been great. So we'll be looking to rectify that and have a really good week.
And Goodsy, mate, he's back to full form?
Yeah, Goodsy's fighting fit and obviously still going somehow. He's a bit of a freak with the way he goes, I think. But no, it's great to see him up and going.
How does he go from week to week? I mean, obviously he's been in the game for so long. Does he have to do things differently than he used to?
I think he's obviously had a lot of experience and he knows what works for his body and what doesn't. So being in the game that long, I can imagine he knows what recovery works for him, what he needs to do during the week to get his body right. And there's not many better than him at the club at doing that.
And Sam, with all his commitments for Australian of the Year, does he miss many sessions or does he get to them all?
No, he doesn't. He makes all sessions. I think footy obviously comes first, being his job, I guess. So he's still made every single session. I haven't seen him miss anything at the club. I mean, outside of the footy club, he's obviously a very busy man. But no, he hasn't missed anything.
Tippett, mate, he's obviously a big loss. How long have you lost him for?
I think it's been said a week or two, so I'm not actually sure. But he's obviously had a super start to the year. When he came in, he's a massive help, being that big key forward target to help Buddy and Goodsy and myself out. So he's obviously a bit of a loss, but we've got guys who can come in and cover him, and we're trying not to be just we're trying not to rely on one guy too much.
Yeah. Well, that gets you further up the field, and it's. You've got to enjoy that more, Sam, than the ruck, or it sounds like more fun anyway. It sounds more fun.
Yeah, in the ruck, you're still able to run around a bit and get on the move and try and work around the ball. But, yeah, it is enjoyable being in the thick of things a bit more and being able to impact around the ball, whether it's tackling or chasing and just getting your hands on it in general. So I'm enjoying it. Like I said, it is a bit different to what I'm used to, but no, I'm learning.
Be physically a bit more challenging, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think the GPS stuff has been good. I've been covering a bit more ground. But just loving the new role.
You into the World Cup, Sam?
Oh, not as much as some other guys. I picked Greece in the club draw, so I haven't been the luckiest.
No, 3-0 it was. Greek's
yeah,
no
right.
good.
Well, hopefully they get plenty of goals kicked now. I think I'll get a bit of money back.
Well, I hope you have more luck against Richmond. Come Friday night at the MCG and with your World Cup tipping, Sam. Hey, thanks for your time, mate. Keep that
good on you, Sam.
Winning run going for the Swannies.
Thank you. Thanks, mate.